Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we're back.
We're tenting.
We're tenting. We're back.
Isn't that a double entendre? I don't know. I know. It'll be like schlong.
Yes.
In the Queens only did it mean that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, actually, the phrase "pitch a tent in your pants" has been around a long time. And in fact, when my friend Victor started the band Camperman Beethoven, remember them?
Yeah.
Their record company was called Pitch a Tent Records.
I love it. For that reason. Well, yeah. Scott Wiener would definitely want them. So
we're here from rainy Bernal Heights. It's raining all over the city.
Uh-huh.
And homeless people
and flooding in District 11, unfortunately.
And flooding in District 11. And people on the streets are trying to stay dry. Because actually, as Jennifer from the Coalition on Homelessness points out, El Nino is a public health issue.
It is, yeah.
And so now we got Supervisor Scott Wiener writing to the city departments and saying, we can't have these tent cities.
Oh, well, you know, he says, I didn't mean tomorrow. You know, we got to remember there is a Senate race aside from the inhumanity. I think that we're going to have a big issue around the Super Bowl and the homeless issue being one of the larger planks in this platform. But the inconvenience and the public safety issues.
Yep.
I got a call
last night from an old friend of mine who said he was stuck on the Embarcadero and couldn't get home. He works in Oakland, he lives in Marin, and he takes public transportation. So what he does is he takes BART from Oakland to Embarcadero, and then he gets on the ferry and goes home. He doesn't drive, he takes public transit. Well, he got to the Embarcadero.
You had me at, he gets on the ferry. No. Oh, really?
Oh, really? You guess
maybe it was Wiener.
So the ferries were all jam-packed. There was no room. There were no extra ferries. And there were no...
And that's for the middle-class people.
Right.
I mean, it's not for...
Right. And there was...
It's not the 14 mission, you know?
No. And then I'm hearing from people that they can't get into the city from Marin to get to work. I mean, the whole... And I, last night, unfortunately, had to drive from Bernal Heights to Chinatown. It took an hour and 20 minutes. Because all of the traffic's been pushed into the neighborhoods.
That's
it's a mess.
The tip of the iceberg. Well, you know, I just take my broom. You know, I'm above all these issues. No, I think that this issue is very, very complicated, and I think it has the potential, too, for political dust-ups.
Yep.
We shall see what we shall see. Now, I know there's going to be an action at Sinbad's. I love it because Sinbad's is such a bad boy.
Yes. There is going to be the Coalition on Homelessness and our friend Brokaw Stewart have organized an event. It's on February 3rd, on Wednesday. Everyone is supposed to show up between 4 and 4:30 out in front of Sinbad's on Fisherman's Wharf.
Yep.
And at that point, they will figure out where they're going to set up a homeless Super Bowl city.
I fucking love it. And I would make it a kegger, you know, me. And my tent will have the chandelier in it. And yes, you know, this kind of action in my book is what's needed. It's it does produce. You know, I'm thinking back to the AIDS crisis, of course, and how people said, don't do this, don't do that. Yep. And of course, we did it. And there was an effect. And
the world's news media are going to be here. And Ed Lee wants to portray San Francisco as this picture perfect, clean place.
Yeah.
And I think it's important for people to say, no, this is a city with a lot of problems.
It is. And, you know, the Super Bowl commercials are going to be what people focus on the most. However, this issue is so, and you know, I think that people in other parts of the country know that their cities also have homeless issues.
Oh yeah,
and that maybe they're not sympathetic, but I'm saying, you know, there is a commonality there. San Francisco doesn't get an exemption or a pass.
No, not at all.
Because it's San Francisco.
Not at all.
No, and speaking of that, you know, who knows what's going to happen in terms of arrests and sentencing. But in Sacramento, Jerry Brown has come through. Senator Hancock and I are so gratified. We on sentencing reform, boys and girls, even to try to get a commission up there. Many roadblocks were put in your way. And Jerry, frankly, was quiet about this. And now he's just lobbed this out there. And, good. And I think it'll be kind of a vicious campaign, but I think that Prop 47 proves that people want you know, more of reform and not so much automatic prison.
And, you know, and even at the federal level, I heard
rehabilitation.
I heard Senator Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, is he from?
Yeah.
Republican, talking on NPR about the need for sentencing reform. And he's actually, I mean, even the Republicans in Congress are starting to get this. We ought to even get it in California.
Yeah. And I did have some Republican cooperation right at the end. And, I think probably that helped with the governor. But, you know, it's the law enforcement up there. I'm hoping this is a barometer because they were so entrenched and so obeyed. That maybe this 12-year term limit thing is really gonna pay off.
Well, and you know,
make people less
and look what's
obligated.
Happening with law enforcement in San Francisco. The POA, the Police Officers Association, has bullied so many people that now no one even wants their endorsement anymore.
Yeah, I know. No, they've spent their capital, and it's a losing game. But of course, the mayor grabbed the golden ring after a couple of weeks of
of course
protests. And has asked, for an investigation?
He wants an investigation, but he still is not cooperating with the district attorney's investigation into this. And in fact, Gascon sent a nasty letter to the mayor saying,
I know, we're going to have a bitch fight here when we should really be talking about policy. And I do think that this really underscores, again, the need for a public advocate, because there's just no oversight right now of what the mayor can do and not do. And didn't something come up with a fire department contract? Wasn't there allusion?
No, this was the Examiner
reported
this. Ooh,
we're getting dirty, boys and girls.
That one of the people involved in the contract or in the campaign contribution scandal that's been kind of swirling around City Hall was a lumber company that got a contract to sell wood for ladders to the fire department.
Well, you know, according to Beyond Cron, there is no pay for play.
There was no pay for play in San Francisco.
And there's a fourth parallel too. It's Stephen Hawking's could tell. So, something good. Father of Vitaly, Louis Vitaly, he's back in town. We just love the man. I just think they're wasting a lot of energy on Junipero Serra. This guy should definitely be a saint. And I know that he's very humble and would kill me for saying that. But I wanted to welcome him back. I believe he was in jail for doing what he believed. And
that's, I know.
Trespassing. Oh, my God, trespassing. Let's have the electric chair. Oh, we don't have that anymore. But, you know, Jesus. So a real public advocate in the sense of what a social conscious, and you know he doesn't have much, you know, all that.
What a religious leader ought to be.
Yes, yes, and an odd phenomena, you know, my teaching background. Apparently, there is a shortage of the much maligned substitute pool, and that makes for big problems when there's no substitutes, because you know you have to combine classes or. And, you know, your kid's going to lose. So I have seen some very good ideas about how to just kind of redesign the whole thing. You know, why do you need and how can you use people like that rather than the way we have it now where you wait till there's an absence and then you hope that there's somebody out there who can come.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they should...
There's smart ways to do it. And I think we're going to, you know, pursue that with the board.
I mean, maybe there should be a number of just kind of floating substitutes who are full-time teachers
and
who get assigned, and maybe one day there's no place for them to go, and so they do something else.
Right, and there's contingency plans and all that. So there's that, and it looks like there is movement now on the LGBT high school classes, you know, being expanded. Of course, once you get involved in the bureaucracy. But the school board's been sympathetic, so we're going to do something at the Harvey Milk Club. On that class and how we can get the bureaucracy to move into expanding it to other high schools in the area.
In the city.
Yeah.
Well, you've just spent another 10 minutes listening to the Tom and Tim Show.
Go to Sinbad's. The food was shit. It doesn't matter. But,
that is just the convenient location. Sinbad's is probably furious that this is what people are being told, but...
They're closed.
So out in front of Sinbad's is where the people will be gathering. You can go to 48 Hills, or you can go to Brokaw Stewart's website or the Coalition on Housing on Homelessness to get the details on that. And we will be back
next week. Next week, and don't send in a list of things you need, like the Oregon guys.
Yeah.